The setting for our next story is a thick rainforest in Honduras. For you or me, it would seem impenetrable, layer upon layer of jungle growing over everything. But that didn't stop a group of archaeologists from venturing there in search of a place known as the Lost City of the Monkey God. Journalist Douglas Preston was part of the expedition. He's now co-written a book about it, and there's an excerpt in the latest issue of The New Yorker. Here's Preston reading from that.
As we moved through the jungle, we could see nothing but leaves until we practically walked into it. We had to win every foot by machete, our blades marked with stripes of pink day-glow tape so we could avoid one another's slashing strokes cutting through the vegetation. Even so, we had some close calls.
Douglas Preston joins us. So tell us, what is the Lost City of the Monkey God?
Well, it's a large ruin about a mile square that was discovered in an isolated valley in the middle of the Mosquitia Mountains of Honduras. And in these mountain chains, there are some valleys here and there that are so difficult to get to and so dangerous that they've never been scientifically explored.
What would be the risks if a scientist were to go into those jungles?
Well, the jungle is full of poisonous snakes, insects carrying tropical disease, quick mud, torrents, jaguars roaming about. I mean, it is really, really tough country.
Yeah, so how did you get in yourself, find the lost city, and then get out in one piece?
Well, the city was discovered through a LIDAR survey, which is a very high technology that can actually peer through the densest jungle. It was discovered in 2012, but it wasn't until 2015 that we went in there on a ground expedition, actually by helicopter, with the Honduran military and an American team. They dropped some soldiers who cut a small landing zone. We landed the helicopter, and we made a very primitive camp in the jungle. Then the next day, we slashed our way with machetes through the jungle up into the ruins.
Yeah, I mean, as if the LIDAR map of this ancient city wasn't enough, then you've written about chancing upon some stone carvings on the ground, including one of a jaguar head. Tell us about that moment and what went through your head then.
It was the second day we were exploring the city, and there's this large earthen pyramid. And to be honest with you, you couldn't see anything. If this jungle were put down in Times Square and you were put in the middle of it, you wouldn't know you were in a city. It was so thick.
Wow.
But we were walking past the base of this pyramid, and a shout went up, "Wait, there's some weird stones over here." And we all rushed over, and the first thing I saw was this jaguar head, snarling, amazing sculpture, coming out of the ground, almost with incredible energy and force. And I saw that and I thought, wow, what a connection to these ancient people. And before that, it had just been all theoretical. But now I suddenly realized, wow, the people who created this were truly amazing artists. I mean, this was an image of great power.
Yeah, so extend that whole idea of what life was like on the ground for the people who lived here. I mean, what should we know about this culture that occupied the city and their way of life?
It's a very mysterious culture. They lived on the Maya frontier, and they adopted many of the aspects of Maya culture, like the ball game. They built pyramids. They laid their cities out like the Maya. But we think that they spoke a different language and actually were in opposition to the Maya. They may have even been, they certainly traded with the Maya, but they also may have engaged in warfare with the Maya. So when the Maya collapse occurred, the famous collapse around 900, this culture suddenly had a huge flowering, and they built these great cities all through the jungle. And they actually transformed the jungle, this very hostile jungle, almost into a Garden of Eden. You know, they cleared large areas, they built beautiful ceremonial architecture. They had open areas and plazas where people could work and congregate. I mean, they literally transformed the jungle into something wonderful and livable. And then 500 years ago, they vanished very abruptly and very mysteriously.
Is there some tipping point? And is the arrival of outsiders the tipping point?
Well, that was the tipping point, and it wasn't the conquest by human beings that did it. It was the conquest by pathogens. Something like 90% of the inhabitants of the New World died because of European disease, especially smallpox and measles. It was probably the greatest disaster ever to befall the human species. So that's what happened to these civilizations in the Amazon and probably in Mosquitia, is that they weren't conquered by Europeans. They were wiped out by European disease.
Well, The Lost City of the Monkey God has just come out. Do you think there is a movie script in this story?
I don't know. I mean, it's incredible to think that in the 21st century, you could still find a great lost city somewhere on the surface of the earth. This sounds like a movie to me.
Douglas Preston, co-author of the new book, The Lost City of the Monkey God, A True Story. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Marco.
You can see that ancient jaguar head that Preston and his team found in the jungle. We have a picture at PRI.org.